Wants water?
Yes, please.
Would you?
I'll serve it to you. You're the great star of us. Just a humble writer. So how's it going? Did you just get into town?
Yeah.
This morning? Oh god, that's a horrible, horrible jet lag going on.
No, I only came from Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a 29 minute flight.
Okay, so not nearly as bad. What were you doing up in Vancouver?
I had to get up early.
Yeah.
I'm exiting in another film there.
Oh, great. Cool. I know the trip from New Zealand is not close. Done the trip myself.
Oh, yeah.
A few times, yeah.
How come?
I lived out there for 6 months. I was going to school in Dunedin. Did a semester abroad over there. Yeah. Loved it.
What
favorite
place
in the world. I was studying politics and philosophy.
Okay.
And, yeah. Just junk majors to...
Yeah, I did a little bit of philosophy.
Yeah.
But I didn't finish my university, but I enjoyed philosophy.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. And absolutely no real-world application, but...
That's not true. You use it a lot in comedy writing.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. Because
it's about logic.
Yep.
You know, following things through to their logical or illogical conclusion.
Sure.
You know?
No, yeah, that's a good point. So let's talk about what is, like, the day in the life of Jermaine?
Well, first of all, it's Jermaine.
There's no...
But a day in the life? I don't really have a... You know, I don't really have such a thing as a day in my life because I do different jobs.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm working as an actor in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So that's like going to film set, learning my lines. Before that, I was editing the last film writing a TV project for next year. And before that, I was editing a thing so that I don't... There's no such thing.
Just a lot of fluctuations.
It's just different jobs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
and all of them, all those things are really different to each other.
So People, Places, Things, which I caught at Sundance, and you were there doing a Q&A afterwards.
Yeah.
It deals with kind of this family man who's in some capacities lost his family. He's a cartoonist. He's kind of struggling with his artistry. Do you think that being a creative person presents like a challenge to relationships, or do you think it adds like an extra element of spice to a romantic life?
I don't think it has any bearing.
No, none at all.
No.
So.
I don't see.
No connection?
I don't really see it as being different from my friends or neighbors who do different jobs, you know?
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
Do you find that...
I'm sure a different answer would be more interesting.
It's okay.
That's just what I believe.
Do you find, like, are you moving around a lot? Like, I know you're wearing a lot of different hats, doing editing here, directing there. Or are you based in New Zealand for most of the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my family's in... Vancouver today. Well, I can't.
Oh, they are
for the day.
Do they often travel with you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they were there for part of People, Places, Things.
Oh, okay. Did they come down to Park City when you're doing?
Yeah,
it there?
They were there.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice.
We've been on the road for since then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you miss?
Because
yeah,
not really.
No.
No, because I know it's still there.
You know it's there.
Yeah.
right. So I remember at the premiere at Sundance, James Strauss got a lot of credit for the film kind of handling race in like a nonchalant kind of way. Is that something that you guys were like aware of on set, or was it just like a non-issue that kind
we
of?
We never even discussed it.
Really?
No, he didn't discuss it to me. It is in the script.
Yeah.
That the African American.
Yeah.
The characters. But I think that you know, sometimes you put that kind of thing in a script to give a clue.
Right.
Saying I want this person and you can lead people that way by sort of subliminally mentioning it in the script. You know,
yeah.
I think it's like, you know, like anything. I remember when I'd write myself into things, it would be like a part Māori guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not because I was looking for...
Right.
Not because it was important to the character. More like, it's just like, oh, then I can do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right. So I also read that James kind of gave you the go-ahead to do some improv. I don't know why I can't talk right now.
Improv
work on the film. Is that something that you kind of always go into, being like, I want to make sure I have the flexibility to do that?
No, I got into a habit when we did the Concords TV show.
Mm.
We would always tell people, learn the idea of the lines. Don't learn it word for word.
Sure.
And Brett and I never had any time to learn the scripts ourselves. We usually wrote them, and even the ones we didn't write, I would rewrite, and that's about as much study as we would do. It's just like typing it.
Sure.
And we would just think of it as the ideas being more important. And so I got into a habit, and we would tell our other cast too, don't learn it.
Yeah.
And I would get into the habit of that, and I would, you know, I got to take real quick study, and then I might not come up with the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just in, and it's even hard for me to break that.
Wow.
When, you know, sometimes I've done auditions and I'm casting, people usually say, can you stick to the script?
Right.
And when they say that, I no. panic in my brain, like, uh-oh. Yeah. Oof. So I'm just used to doing that, and, you know, sometimes I just, like, drift off in my head and I'll say what I'm thinking in the scene. But and the only time we didn't do it is Regina Hall, when she turned up. She said, I heard you like to improvise a lot, but I don't do that.
Mm.
So don't try that with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, okay, I've got to stick to the script. And then after we'd worked together for a few hours, Jim comes over and says, okay, you can improvise if you want, you know, add some things.
Yeah.
And we did that, and Regina was really, really good at it. And I said, I thought you didn't improvise. And she said, I was joking.
Brilliant.
She just did it to mess with me.
Brilliant.
Yeah. A lot of comedies do that.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes too much.
Yeah.
Because, and I feel like directors can fall in love with improvs because they're new to them.
Mm.
And end up putting too much of it in.
Sure.
And you can sometimes tell, I think, in movies, like, why didn't you?
So speaking of improv, you co-wrote and directed and starred in the awesome vampire mockumentary, What We Do in the Shadows, but you filmed that back in 2002, and then it...
No, well, we filmed a short version in 2005.
Oh, wow.
As a funding application.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both got real busy doing other stuff.
There's like a 10-year
gap.
Wow.
Yeah,
and then it premiered at Sundance last year, and then has just kind of opened in cinemas here in March. Talk about, like, what it was like making that movie, what your influences were.
Well, that was an extension of the idea of don't learn the script, because we would, for that we wrote a script, quite a long script for a comedy, and especially since it's only 86 minutes, we wrote a script that's probably twice as long as that, and only Taika and I were allowed to see it of the crew. We wouldn't let anyone else see it of the cast, and just to see if they would push it further than we did sometimes.
Yeah.
And often they didn't. But but it has its own energy. You know, it has its own... improv can have a kind of really intimate energy to it, you know?
Yeah.
Or like less guarded. And especially if you're doing a mockumentary, you want that feeling. You want that feeling that they're real. That I don't feel like we totally got that across in the film.
Right.
That they're real people.
Yeah.
But that's what we were heading for.
Did you ever consider, for this movie specifically, What We Do in the Shadows, doing that as more of like a television concept? Because it seems like something that would be great as an ongoing series.
In New Zealand, we wanted that cast.
Yep.
So in America. We couldn't make it in America with that cast.
Because they'd want bigger stars.
They'd want Americans. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's, I actually think it's fair. Each country sort of reflects its own culture. That's what's good.
And the New Zealand Film Commission pays for everything.
They do. Right? They didn't pay for that.
They didn't.
No, but the thing in New Zealand, you might notice, there's quite a lot of good movies come from New Zealand. A lot of movies. It's only 4 million people, but there are a lot of movies.
Yeah.
That's part of it is because the New Zealand TV system is really old-fashioned. There is no way they would let us do that on TV in New Zealand. So
too risque, or?
Well, we did actually submit that once to one of the TV stations. And so that was like when we first made the short, we thought we'll just hand it in and see what would happen with it. Because we got money for it to make a film, but we had to give it back because we got busy and said, oh, this isn't the time. But later on we handed it in and just didn't even hear back, you know.
Really?
And New Zealand TV is really, it's like all the worst parts of American TV without the best parts.
Sure.
You know, The Bachelor is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there's no Mad Men. You know, there's no, you know, all the
it's the pop
easiest, but yeah,
sure.
That's what kind of thrives there. Weirdly, since it's taxpayer funded a lot of it. There's no option of making a TV show of anything like that. There's nothing. There's never been a show like that, it's unlikely there ever will be.
So is there any chance that we might see more collaborations like this in the future with you doing this style of mockumentary? And note that I'm hoping beyond hope that you say yes, because
I'm hoping
I loved it.
That we want to write a... Tyke's working on another film of his own, directing on his own at the moment. But after that, I'm hoping we write the werewolf one. So we've been talking about that. So Reed Starby would be the lead of that.
Oh, so awesome.
We're really hoping to get that.
Oh, fantastic.
And, so, we'll take more money, though. So.
Yeah. So when people think about New Zealand in terms of, like, an entertainment context, they often go to Lord of the Rings, Flight of the Conchords, even though Flight of the Conchords is set in New York. Do you find that
that's a perfect example, Flight of the Conchords. Sometimes we would do episodes that would have a New Zealand writer, largely New Zealand cast, New Zealand director, so all New Zealand people, but it's an American show.
In America. Yeah.
None of us even get jobs in New Zealand.
I was